Hello and welcome to yet another installment of Arnie Donner's podcast. I'm just kidding, it's Friendly Geordies. Actually, the person that makes that joke all the time is Miss Love's friend who is a massive sex addict that goes on stage and is just like, yay, we've got 10 people on stage. Let's pretend like it's a rock star audience of 50,000.
There's 50,000 punters in the crowd.
Does he also scout girls within that 10 audience?
Yes.
He's what you call a sex addict.
Nympho.
He's done things you people wouldn't believe. I mean, anybody in the comment section, please tell me about this because I'd love to know. And we'll get straight into top 10 weirdest places to have sex. Highbrow, lowbrow, doesn't matter as long as we've all got brows, am I right? Except for gross people with monobrows. For God's sakes, it's not that hard to wax it. Strap-ons. What's the deal with that? Who's into that? Yeah, Ali, where on the sex scale would you get strapped on?
Well,
as in, would you rather be in an orgy that's 40% male? So there's a lot of them just being like, oh, where's this finger going? Or would you just
want one
Balinese chick just going, okay, now put on strap on now.
I would prefer... I think in that case, I would definitely prefer the strap on. Because I don't...
Yuck!
Wait.
Yes?
What do you mean?
Like 40%
You'd take it or you'd deliver?
Oh, I'd prefer to deliver.
You prefer to deliver with a strap on?
He's got a
I'm so confused. Well, the choices were either I have sex with 40 other dudes trying to figure out what hole to get into
40%,
or...
40%.
Yeah.
Okay, 40%.
40 men in a room.
Yeah.
It's getting close to world's largest gangbang with 40 people.
Yeah, like you're automatically trying to make me into like a porn star, a dude who is not that experienced or is really trying to get hold of one.
Dang. What would you do, George?
Strap on the 40 men.
Yeah. But you have to take it
basically.
Did you just say 40%?
But you have to take it from a strap on, right?
Yeah, of course. That's the dilemma here.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm just curious.
But this is one of those hypotheticals where it's like, would you rather have sex with a hippopotamus or a unicorn?
They're both
obviously the unicorn.
Yeah.
What?
Why? You want to have sex with a hippopotamus?
No, I'm not saying I want to have sex.
The most dangerous animal in Africa that could snap you in half.
I'm
gonna
say.
Imagine just sticking something in there and
not if you do it right.
You know what? I would say the strap on as well because. Especially Jordan's explanation was so scary. Ooh, where's this finger going? It's like, oh, that's so scary. Yeah. But you know, apparently, like, I mean, this is all gay people always say this when like someone's like, oh, I wonder what it'd be like to have a pussy.
Can
like,
I just say,
you're not actually listening to Friendly Geordies. You're listening to Vice, the podcast.
Sorry, keep going. This is such a would you
want something in your ass? What about a carrot?
Yeah,
that is 80% of their content
now.
What else can you shove up your butt?
We can't completely like extradite ourselves from like youth culture. We also like putting things in our butt. But anyway,
you might. I don't. But, okay.
And also, like, okay.
But
there's
apparently,
one.
I was just gonna say. Apparently, like, whenever like someone's like, "I wonder what it'd be like to have a pussy," gay guys are just like, "You have one, darling. Believe me." So, like, you know, when it, you know, maybe it could feel good.
I think.
I'm
not
ruling it out.
Oh, it definitely would.
You reckon?
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely keen. You definitely think it would.
Yeah, as previously mentioned, I know Vice. I've read the articles. Everyone says it's great.
Really?
I've always been too scared to do the old soap and finger trick. But yeah, apparently works. Soap and finger trick.
Oh man.
Okay. Watch this finger disappear.
I have a
oh my god.
With high speed.
Do you know what we need at the moment? A bunch of sleeping bags. Just us boys having one of these.
Oi, do you think Cheryl's hot?
Yes. When we're rich and, when we're slightly more financially stable, we should definitely do that and just popcorn and just Jordan's slumber party.
Mm.
Why when we're more financially stable? That would make it even sadder.
I don't know why.
Yeah, you're so right.
Why am I?
I've got to lead the World Bank, but in the meantime,
oh my god, do you think that Cindy's got good tits?
For some reason, I just equated beanbags to being a millionaire. Then I'm like, we could never afford foam. I don't know why.
Wait,
a Cars 2 casing on the outside? Maybe Cars 1. Let's not go nuts. Yeah, let's not get freaky here.
Oh, how much better is it being back if it's a Cars 1? Sorry, this is so right. But yeah.
Actually, I have a follow-up question to that same thing. How big is the strap-on? Because I think that is a very crucial point.
Very crucial. I'm gonna
if it's a plumber's delight, which is supposedly the largest dildo ever created?
No. Then I would go for the orgy. Man. Then I would definitely
go
for the orgy.
It's like those porns. Have you seen those pornos where it's like...
God, you'd feel defiled after being in an orgy, wouldn't you?
Dude,
and again, tell us in
like
the comment section, have you been in an orgy it good?
Yeah, your
it
name.
It really doesn't seem like it would be because you're definitely not. It's not one of those eyes wide shut orgies where everyone's hot.
In a mask. With
Yes, definitely. There's going to be one person in there that's just going to take it off and go, my nipples are penises. Start jacking them off. That's his party trick.
I actually have a quick story of an orgy that someone told me about recently. It's hilarious.
Vice
so
pod.
This guy, he's in America. He goes to a club. This girl is eyeing him, and he wants to get down with her. She comes up to him and say, hey, do you want to come over to my house? But there's a few other guys, and there's one more girl. So basically, there were a lot more guys than there were girls. This guy was kind of drunk, my friend, and he also horny. So he's like, all right, I'll do it. He goes over to their house. He gets dibs because the girl actually reckons he's really hot. He starts boning her from behind while this other dude is getting a blowjob at the same time. And this third guy was doing, but... I guess whatever. Just
jerking
trying to
off
keep
in
busy.
The corner. Do you know this?
Jerking off in the corner. Anyway, so like, but so my mate's.
That's how I like
it. My mate's drunk at this point. He comes in literally a few seconds.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as he comes, the girl was like, all right, why don't you guys switch? So the guy that she was going down on, you go at the back, and this guy goes at the front. So he's like, oh, wait, I'll just go out and have a ciggy real quick, and I'll come back. He's like, all right, whatever. He goes outside, fucks off. So he literally went in
legend
there.
In and out. This is how we do it.
That's mad.
He's a king amongst men. Oh, he's also because he came in 2 seconds.
If we're exchanging orgy stories,
dang. So you've got one.
No. I wish. I haven't. And I plan to add it to the list at some point, but no, I haven't. I really haven't.
Damn.
But, dude, I mean, you know this one, but like, it's just so freaking good. When a mutual friend of ours walked into a room and there was a girl tied up bondage style, like bleeding with like a ball in her mouth, whatever the shit that is. And then he was like
suspended in midair.
I suppose he stumbled in, it was a party, I don't really know, and he was stuck in the room. He was like, oh my god, this is so awkward. And then he kind of had to like bustle his way out and sort of like caught eyes with her and was like, how are you? And then realized she was a school chum.
She was the vice principal in the year above.
No.
Yes, she was.
What?
And on top of that...
No.
Yeah. I kid you not. So you know who we're talking about as well. And so...
No, I don't. Wait. Oh,
what do you mean you don't? Did you attend the same school as me, or was that just a figment of my imagination for 7 years? Because if it is, man, I really need to go to a psychiatrist. So if you don't remember this person, tell me. This is a health issue.
What do you mean in the year above? Every year doesn't have a principal. There was a principal and a vice principal. That was it, right?
No, vice captain. Did I say vice principal?
Oh, yeah, you said vice principal.
Oh, me so sorry. How about that cup your balls as an apology?
Yes, baby. Yes, Jordy's. Oh, that's friendly Jamie's cup my balls.
Yes. That's what's happening. You don't like your donuts.
No,
God, we really have to get over the fact that ethnic accents
maybe
are great to
when
say
I'm
in sexual tones.
No, maybe when I'm 40, I'll get over it. It's too much. Too good.
You're right.
So
I'm going to talk to my kids like that all the time. Language,
they'll be
but it'll
confused.
Still be great.
Yes,
plain de ciso, plain de ciso. Makes everything sound terrible, doesn't
it?
Yeah, they're going to be like,
how much is this cupcake?
Do you like the cup? Put it in your pussy. Not to the kids. That was the shop owner there. Okay, yeah.
Hey, I was thinking of that. I definitely was thinking of the chick at Michelle's Patisserie.
Yeah.
The one that has huge nose. They always do. Why does everyone at Michelle's Patisserie always have a massive nose?
If I could have a dying wish, it would be to propagate and continue and educate the world of how crap Michelle's Patisserie are. Just
is that your mission in life?
Yes.
That's what you were put on this earth for. Yeah. Wouldn't it be incredible if he became a religious figure in 1,000 years?
He declares, I'm not the best even in this mall, let alone Australia.
I never shall we trust. I don't remember who that vice principal or whatever
captain
was. I don't remember, but I will jog my memory later. But you.
That's nice summary.
Amazing.
Let's go to the top 10 weirdest places that you're supposed to have sex in, because...
No, you're supposed to have sex, and people were caught having sex.
I think we've covered that. I don't know. What? A train, the movies. A train. I don't know.
Yeah,
it is exactly that, yeah. But like, we're still going to do it, because... Okay. Like, most people enjoy these sorts of
stories. We are Vice today.
All right, so the first one is the bank. So the Spanish couple was caught going at it in an ATM kiosk.
That's like in their constitution. You have to do that or something.
Yeah. The embarrassed police hesitated before separating them and didn't arrest them, just sent them home.
Good. That is a custom, though, like the bullfighting and the hamong. What's the second one?
Okay, the second one is... The ruins.
I've been to Spain.
This couple was snapped on top of a fortification in Newcastle, England. It's basically like an old, like an ancient ruin, and they were just going at it in front of everyone else.
It's so cold. I wonder how many ghosts were watching them have sex.
How many ghosts were jerking off? Like, God damn, I missed those days.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Winston McBride IV. Just
And also, you just see Winston Churchill's ghost coming up from London, just sprinting with all his fat flying sides. Like,
me too.
Have I missed?
I am a war hero. I get dibs.
Damn.
Damn. How gross is the word dibs?
Okay, so
number three.
The bridge. Rounding out at our favorite Eurotrash exhibitionist is this Estonian couple who are in precarious spot on an arch bridge. So they were basically not screwing on the bridge, but on the arch of the bridge.
Under it?
No, oh, on top of it.
Speaking of ghosts,
I've got pictorial
how pale
evidence.
Are Estonians? So you would think that you're looking at two ghosts having sex.
All you can see
is very, but some of them are very fit. My friend's ex was one. Her name was Maria, but it was...
Was she always wearing Reebok that's shiny?
No, actually. She was like an indie one, but...
That even suggests more that she'd be wearing shiny Reebok.
No, she was more like 1960s nice dressers. Her name was Maria, but it was spelt Marja, so he always called her Marja, and I think that's why she dumped him. And I can guarantee he wouldn't have regretted it.
Estonians, hot, but don't understand nicknames.
All right, Rod. An Aussie couple has also been included in this list.
So
please say it's Lithgow. Please say it was in front of Aldi.
Yeah, and they've got names too. Miss Love and I don't know. doesn't say where they are, but it just says that they're Australian. They basically were boning on the side of the road, but it also, like, there was those Google Street View cars. They just recorded them having sex, and instead of being ashamed, the guy is kind of perplexed as to what's happening, and the girl is just waving at the camera.
That was definitely Gabe Borghino.
Another person that we know. Actually, he was the one that walked in on the chick going, "This is really awkward. I'm suspended in midair." And he's going, "No, baby, it's not awkward. It's not awkward."
He's nice. He's nice.
Damn.
So it's required.
So heavy.
All right.
That's great. That really shows the Aussie spirit at its finest.
Absolutely.
I'm tired of Aussies feeling shame. When did we start feeling this? Yeah, it's like bloody Japan invaded and they didn't shed a troop on Australian soil.
When America started turning into little over-entitled offended bitches, we're just adopting it. We just adopt American culture. So when Americans are like,
we
what
are, aren't we?
Privilege
we're
and
lapdogs,
shame.
And as a result, we don't mind having sex in public.
Like a true lapdog. But that's why. Yeah.
Next.
Okay, next. So this one is, I feel like we've all seen this at some point in our life, but I'm mentioning it because, again, it's an Australian couple.
Yeah.
At the park, just at the park bench, doing at it midday. Yeah. while people are looking, call the police.
Never seen anybody have sex there. I've always seen junkies very poorly hide the other junkie that's injecting. Just going, if I stand in front of them, they're invisible, right? No, that is not how physics works.
Oh, really? God.
Dude, you should go to the park near Eddy Avenue at Central after hours, and you'll probably, if not having sex, then at least a jerk off. You'll see that.
Damn.
Homeless people do have much less shame, I guess.
I have seen that before.
Dude, they have no privacy. It's not their fault. Like, where are they going to go?
Come on, build a hut.
Just
from
go
cardboard
to the
boxes.
Mall, yeah, where all then... all the Japanese photo booths are. And go, yeah, I've got $17 in coins. Somebody that looks like they've come back from the future if they have any job at all.
Hello, Agent Johnson. This message will self-destruct if not stored properly. That is in one of those things. That's so bad.
Yeah, I think that's more disturbing to me. Just all those Japanese words. As opposed to a park, that's a weirder place to have sex.
Yeah.
Just with all those things being like, make yourself pretty.
Damn, yeah.
The roof of University of Southern California. This couple were boning and everyone
How
was
How good is
looking.
That? That is mad. I bet they were both philosophy majors. So good.
All right, the next one.
Yeah, they came to the conclusion that life doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well,
let's do it, baby.
Yeah, we're biology majors. Just practice.
Yeah.
We should also note that not everybody on the planet has an Italian... male
yeah, sorry. Like, I'm sure the Southern Californian 20-year-old wasn't like, yes, baby, yes, we don't need to do this. This is not a problem. Just presume that that's not how they're talking. In fact, whenever I say that accent, it's only relevant 20% of the time. Have fun with that.
Yeah. University of
Southern California.
Like,
it's just too fun. Everybody
too
get on board
fun.
With this.
Get on board.
How much better would it be if this accent evolved into that? If all of Australia just talked like that? How much is that? Nice.
Hell yes.
Okay, so almost ending. So the stadium at this couple, actually it's a threesome, at a stadium for their team. And then the same couple was caught having sex at the rival stadium as well.
What?
Hell yeah.
Yes. That's the future of sport right there. Screw this cutting out a watermelon, hollowing it out and putting it on your head. Have sex with the watermelon.
Move it on to Trump's new Afghan policy.
Ali, I
this
feel
always
like...
happens, doesn't it? We're always mixing sex with politics.
It's raunchy.
So naughty.
Yeah.
So we're Bill crazy. John Howard in the Parliament office yet again.
So naughty.
How There's weird is it thinking about me... John Howard having sex?
I believe it's quite... Shit. It's economic downturn.
Maybe Jeanette was so good at having sex, that's why he had a stutter, because his body was constantly jittering. Maybe. It's a theory.
Probably, I would say.
You heard it first here. Undeniable facts. John Howard, best lover alive. Fact.
If there was one... I'm sorry. If there's a best lover alive in Parliament...
Kim Beazley.
Ooh, I didn't think it through. Now I can't think of one. I feel like Clive Palmer.
I really feel like he'd be asleep half the time.
How about you know who it is?
No, it's Lambie. Don't you reckon she could get a guy to jizz in 5 seconds?
Who's that?
A combination of having good technique and fear, striking fear, going, come on, out you go. I've only got 5 minutes.
Is that the lady that was like? No, you're just being a victim on Q&A to that like Muslim girl who said Islam's the most feminist religion in the world.
Yeah, that's the same one.
It sounds about right.
Yeah, because she's
like... Yeah, she would go hard. She would really go hard and fast. It wouldn't be fun. You'd be crying a bit, but... She'd get the job done, though. Definitely.
Hey, she's good at what she does.
Yeah.
So...
And then she'd leave a flyer. She'd just stick a flyer on the cum.
See ya.
Proud as he.
I should have joined the sex party.
Oh, by the way, do you know the sex party changed its name?
To what?
the Reason Party.
What is that? Where'd you get Reason from their policies?
I have no idea. I feel like they were losing steam. Well, I feel this actually would make it worse. Because the two votes that they get every election is because their name is the Sex Party.
It's a hilarity vote.
You know, no one online hates me more than supporters of Sex Party.
Why?
No idea. Because I made fun of them once.
Oh my God.
I mean, I'll give Liberals some leeway here.
Yeah, you slam them.
I slam them every week. Yeah. They're cool with it. In fact, I've got people that are in the Liberal Party that watch my videos and go, yes, we do like Tara Cash.
Yeah, well, at least they have the ability to laugh, you know, themselves and take the piss. But the Sex Party, we're really laying down foundations to a backbone of a good economy. Tax-funded orgies. What? That's not going to fucking...
Tax-funded orgies. Well, I don't think that's what they're asking for.
The only economic argument I've ever heard of them, and correct me if I'm wrong, because people always go, you don't understand how comprehensive sex party is. Yeah, no. Because they're a fucking joke.
No parking meters? I assume that's probably number three. Probably. What else? Honestly, what else is there?
Well, they've got the thing of, if you legalize gay marriage, that's another $500 million into the economy. Yeah, dude, that's really like giving... a cent to a homeless guy? $500 million is nothing. How's that your economic policy?
That's the backbone. That's the backbone. And to increase like tariffs on drug
use. They're just
make it harder to take drugs. Because there's no money there.
They're just a dirtier Green Party.
That's a good point.
See, I thought they were really conservative. Anyway.
Yeah,
I actually thought they were
conservative. Sex workers are real conservative.
No, I thought they were like culturally liberal, but I thought their economics would be like more free corporate, less taxes. You know what I mean?
Dude,
like,
they googled economics after forming a party. I don't think it's actually any consequential.
No, they asked Jeeves.
Yeah, they went on WikiHow to find out how to develop an economic policy.
Oh man.
All right. So what, we're doing Trump's Afghanistan?
Yeah, what's his dealio? Apart from us knowing that Afghanistan had awesome surf pop music in the 70s, what's going on now?
I don't think anyone knew that. Well,
Is that lion still alive that has half its mouth blown up from someone putting a grenade in it?
Lion?
Yeah.
That happened?
Yeah, and then I think it Switzerland lived. Was saying, how about we just take the lion off you? And they go, no, it's our mascot, please.
Oh my God, what? I'll stick to the tiny little midget Pizza Hut man, thank you very much.
Reference from a podcast maybe about 2 months ago where Ali told us about this little midget that danced and attracted people into the Pizza Hut, and that was the best advertising campaign that Pakistan has ever invented.
Damn.
And it might be the best one the world has ever invented. It might be either that or Japanese ads, but I'm pretty sure a dancing midget is the most entertaining thing in the world.
I saw a photo of him and he looked adorable. Very cool. Like he kind of looked like a sergeant. I don't know. He just looked like he really did. He really straightened up and flied right in his time.
He needs little horns in his shoes, so everywhere he walks, he goes. But that's my only criticism of him. Other than that, A- of a human being.
Rest in peace. He is dead.
Okay, let's move on to Afghanistan and Trump.
Well, so those are dead. hey, but if it's any consolation, Pizza Hut replaced him with another midget in 2 days.
That does console me a lot.
That's what's so good about it.
But the new midget's
purely short. Because he wasn't as short. Sorry, you're just not a draw, tall dwarf.
A couple of weeks ago, we did do a pod where we discussed Afghanistan policy. And one of the things that I mentioned was that Trump and the military establishment in America are revising the whole South Asia policy.
Yeah.
And they're going to come out with something new. So, fun fact, they just did. Trump announced it. Dude, like, you have to be... It's so uncreative. Like I knew this was going to happen, and, like, I wasn't surprised by even
his policy. Hang around.
Hang around. So, basically, what they're doing is, because the Afghanistan war is pretty much a stalemate, Trump comes up and he says that, my instinct was to get out of Afghanistan, but I'm not going to do that because, hey, have I fulfilled any of my promises as yet that you're expecting this one? So he's just ramping it up.
He did the ban. He did a few promises. What do you mean he did a few?
Like what?
The ban.
On?
Immigration.
Pulled out of the Paris Accord.
pulled out a Paris Accord.
As Ali said the other day.
Also, though, he's building the wall.
He committed to the only policy that is catastrophic.
You know he's building the wall.
No, but like even those, like
the wall's happening.
I don't want to get too much into it, but even all of that shit is just bullshit. A, he pulled out the Paris Agreement.
You lied, Ali. He fulfilled his promises.
No. Well, okay.
It's time to fish up.
Okay, just quickly to say how he could afford to do that is because him pulling out of the Paris Accord will come into effect 4 years later when most likely he won't be the president anymore. So in consequence, he hasn't pulled out of the Paris Accord.
You don't know that.
And Ali hopes he still is. Hey. His cover story is Will of the People, but his real story is that, man, he funny.
That's a mad policy. He funny.
Oh, let's be honest, Miss Love. We are no better.
I'm a little better.
Are you?
Yes.
Do you really agree with his policies, or is it just that he's mad at talking for
an
hour?
No, I agree with some of his policies.
Keeping out the immigrants.
That's one.
Yeah, I can't. To be honest, I'm pretty tired right now, man.
All right, okay. Well,
stopping regulation.
All right, let's. This is not about Miss Love. We'll quickly make the audience aware of what the fuck's happening
also,
with the Afghan policy.
Yeah, let's get into
so that. Trump said that in order to defeat the Taliban, he's going to ramp. By the way, Trump didn't say any of this. It's basically his military generals that are making this. So
Mattis.
They're gonna ramp up the number of military personnel in Afghanistan and hope to beat the Taliban further, as if it's going to help. Because, dude, when they launched the war, they had over 100,000 warriors. If that didn't help, then I don't think an additional 10,000 would make a difference. And also, Trump pretty much just scapegoated Pakistan, which I'm kind of like a little pissed off about. And he made matters worse.
Don't be biased, Ali.
Well, okay, maybe I'm a little biased, but I just. Because I feel like America's making a very, very stupid mistake. And it all comes down because they're frustrated from losing the war, which they should blame themselves for. There's no one else to blame. You can't always blame. Sometimes they're like, oh, Russia's meddling into Afghanistan. That's why we're losing it. Oh, Pakistan is doing it. That's why we're losing it. Or yeah. China's fucking. Dude, no.
And
just look at what you're doing.
And plus, he's already.
Isn't it the Afghanis' faults that they're losing?
Well, yes. That's one of the major faults as well. That they don't want to say because the Afghanis are always like, no, dude, it's the Pakistanis. Yeah. They are fucking. Anyway, so he's ramping up like a few additional, like a few thousand more military people to beat the Taliban further. He's also said that India needs to play a bigger role in Afghanistan, which was the dumbest thing he could have ever done.
Why?
Because the reason why Pakistan is being non-cooperative in certain regards is because they feel that India is taking over and they need to maintain some presence. If you tell them that that shit's going to happen even more and you also ask them for cooperation, like, that's insanity. That's like, the logic doesn't work.
Yeah.
You need to like choose either one of those. If you say that India needs to play a major role in Afghanistan, then just close the chapter on Pakistan because they're not going to cooperate with you. Because everything that Pakistan does leads to India. Like, you can always follow the chart. Whatever policy that they enact with, it has something to do with being pissed off at India.
And also, he did lie again. He wanted an anti-interventionist military strategy. Like, he was essentially like, we'll fix the problem and get out. But he's, you know, I mean, I don't think. Does he say he wants to increase?
Yeah, he says he wants to increase indefinitely. Look, what they're actually—he didn't
another,
say,
you know, yeah,
he didn't
great.
Say this, but this is what they're actually hoping for: the military, which is that by increasing a few more soldiers, they can sort of push down on the Taliban and make sure that they come on the negotiating table, so that they can fix this issue and get the hell out of there.
Right?
Would you leave if you were president?
No, not without a political solution. Because then,
what? Leave the country?
Yeah, there's gonna be like you'd have to come back. Like the same thing happened with Iraq. They left, and then ISIS developed, and then they had to go back. So no, but what I would want is for America not. They deal with this whole issue like as if they're fighting, you know, another war with the Nazis or like some other organized military regime where they can beat them to submission. These guys are guerrilla fighters. They thrive on this sort of situation. So what you need to do is you need to like be less, I don't know, you need to forget what the way you deal with wars and you need to think about it in an extremely tribal way. And do not antagonize people and antagonize countries that live right next to Afghanistan and Pakistan, and that is Pakistan, and also because they're the only ones that can help you solve this. You don't know how this shit works, dude. Tribal allegiances are so complicated. I mentioned this in a podcast before. Think of how Afghanistan works not as domestic law, but as international law. How difficult it is to convince other countries to come on the same page. How difficult was the Paris Agreement? Now, imagine that if the same sort of setup was in a single country. You need to make sure that you deal with it in an extremely delicate and... You just basically need to get rid of your ego. And also just acknowledge the fact that in the long term, you don't want to have a major presence in that area.
So more or less, yeah. You think that the best military strategist of all time was Lao Tzu. So anybody who doesn't know, he's just this Chinese philosopher that was back in the day that just goes, the greatest leaders are humble. The second greatest leaders are admired. The third greatest leaders are feared. The fourth greatest leaders are not respected.
Yeah.
Good advice.
The art
of it's
war.
Not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah, well, look, man, the thing is, war and strategies change all the time. So if you're gonna still hang on to the prince or the art of war for all your strategies, then I think you need a bit of an update.
I agree with you though. I totally agree with you. That should be the they should stop thinking of it as the Wild West and start getting computer bloody programmers to be involved. Yeah. Different strategies. I don't know.
Damn. Yeah, the strategy room with three guys to talk about would you rather get a strap on up your ass?
Hey, that's our speciality. Just to end this.
Paul Nathan.
All right, maybe that's it. Just to end this.
It is the rudest way to go out of a conversation is to just start with Kesha going. Would you or wouldn't you? Absolutely not. That is the easiest decision in my life. I would much rather have sex with a male K-pop star, and I'm 100% heterosexual.
Well, they're more feminine.
Than Kesha, for sure.
They're more feminine than most people, though.
But the fact is, she looks like a 40-year-old woman that sells jewelry at Proud's or something. It's just not that hot.
What you're talking about, blah, blah, blah.
And that's why we're talking about it, because Miss Love has a segment that he put up that nobody else knows about, as always. What does this mean? Kesha, president for 2020, ?
Yeah, guys, so basically...
Straight into it.
I'm grasping at straws here. Every time before we do these pods, I work a full working week, and we do... Me and Jordan get up at 4 and do the radio till 12, so...
Now, what are you, some Russian babushka?
I work so hard. My toes are so cold.
And as a result, maybe the segments won't be of the highest quality in order, but...
I don't know, anything that gets us to play this song.
That's pretty much... I just want to talk about her, to be honest. I know Ali has a good story. Logistically, what the hell would she do as a president?
Kesha.
I reckon she could be really good, because she's obviously really oversensitive. She's super self-conscious. So she might make really stable, centrist political decisions.
Dude, that's the worst qualities in a human being. Oversensitive for a politician that basically needs to be a Teflon man. That people are going to keep throwing shit at you, dude.
I think she's too self-conscious to nuke a country.
Dude, okay. Miss Love, come on. For those handful of people in the audience that haven't seen that clip with Jerry Seinfeld and Kesha, can you please narrate that?
Damn.
It's the best story ever.
We are Vice today, but... Yeah,
Jerry Seinfeld just owned Kesha 4 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, she's like, can I have a hug? And then he's like, no. No, he's like, I'm okay. She's like, please? And he's like, I'm okay. No, I'm okay. She's like, just stands. He's like, I'm okay. And then what is it? Yeah. The guy's like, no, he goes, who was that?
So basically, this was at an award show. I think it was, I don't know, the Grammys or something. And Jerry Seinfeld's at the red carpet. He's talking to some interviewer, across that fence. And Kesha just walks in and says, oh my God, Jerry Seinfeld, can I please hug you? And Jerry Seinfeld just says, no. And he's like, oh no, just a little hug. And he's like, no.
Who are you?
He didn't say,
no,
who
I'm
are
good,
you? And
I'm
then,
good.
No, it's like, no, I'm good. I'm completely fine. And then she's like really embarrassed and runs away. And then he asked the interviewer, who the hell was that? And he goes, oh, that was Kesha. And Jerry Stiller's like, still don't know who that is.
Oh, yes.
Quote from Miss Love. I think she'd be a pretty good president. should we move on to Dan Murphy's? I basically just need to spitball here. And listeners, please give me your stories, because somebody just gave me an idea for making a video, which is to pay out Coles Liquor Land.
Oh, hell
and
yeah.
And it's about time somebody did.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
The only thing that I've noticed is the two mainstays of staff there is either a very tall and equally fat gay man that doesn't know he's gay. He's usually the first start of it. And then the second one is a woman that looks sort of like a preserved olive. One of those women that you could tell was, oh, beaten a lot as a kid, trying not to do the same thing to my kids, but fuck, it's hard. They're a handful.
Who every time you see her, you think, you're 50. How are you making a living from this work? How on earth?
Dude, because
even with overtime.
I have a very interesting story about that same girl. So back in the day, I used to work at a Dan Murphy store, and this 50-year-old crew cut.
There's always
what's
one.
Her name? There's crew
always,
cut.
I completely there's always forgot. Yeah, one. Crew cut. There's always completely one. Forgotten.
Oh, most, she'd look so in place in Jag, wouldn't she?
What's Jag?
Jag is the I think it was a military lawyer. Show that was on Channel 7 for years.
Oh my god. Do they used to fly around in jets?
No, I think you're thinking of Top Gun.
You're thinking of Jetsons.
No. Or the movie, the TV show Street Cats.
Oh, I can't remember, but yeah, it was one of those ones.
So anyway, so she used to live in Penrith. I don't remember what her name was.
Yeah, everyone that lives in Penrith looks like an olive, don't they?
Anyway, she comes up to me once, and I noticed that she had a tattoo on her neck, which was
here we go.
Like that I don't know, that Freemason tat.
What? That's a men's
Illuminati.
Club.
Yeah, Illuminati.
What was it?
Wait, I think it was like... No. It wasn't Illuminati. It was like that star that is supposed to be...
The Rockefeller star.
No, yeah.
The star of Israel?
Not the star of Israel, the satanic star.
It's upside
she
down.
She had a pentagram?
Yeah, well, this is what the story relates to. So this is something that I observed. She comes up to me once, and she's like, hey, are you Muslim? And so I say, well, yeah, my family is, but like I'm an atheist. And then she says, oh, really? Do you know what I am? Like, no, I'm a Satan worshiper. And I was like,
tell
oh.
me more.
Yeah. It was like, so then I said,
I didn't ask, but thank you.
Yeah, like, dude, completely voluntary information. Yeah, have so not asked. Weird. I'm just doing my work. And then,
God, these characters, there's so many of them. And they all live around Central in Sydney. But yeah, continue.
Everyone's so preserved there. It's really like they've been alive since convict colonial times.
Oh my god, it's so
yeah,
true.
Cannot die, but
they live in a barrel with a bunch of alcoholized pickles. They just go to sleep in that each night. That's their secret to immortality.
So true. And
it's definitely it is, isn't it? It is just 100%
fact. Fact, no doubt.
Yeah,
that I'm a Satan worshiper is definitely 200 years old.
And what happened?
Okay, so she says I'm a Satan worshiper. So I just respond by saying, oh yeah, that's cool. That's cool, you know. Then she says,
I'm gonna kill you.
But you know what? Considering that you don't believe in God, you can also come and join this group that we do. And I was like, yeah.
But that is Satanism, isn't it?
Yeah, but and then she said that, but you don't have to tell anyone that it's Satan worshiping. Just say that you're a pagan. So I was like, all right.
But isn't Satan their god in a way?
I'm guessing, dude. Like, I'm not in the... I never went to that community.
What a great first one-on-one introduction in a casual, cool, you know, water cooler environment.
Dude, it gets worse.
Oh,
it gets worse. So then,
so excited.
And then she says, but you don't have to come to that community thing that we do. Just come over to my house and I'll show you how we pray. So I'm like,
what?
Okay. And then she's like, but the thing is, dude, I think she wanted to like bone or something.
Bring a
she
pint
was like,
of blood.
She's like, you just have to like, you've got to take off your clothes. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's real
I think
deal.
I'm cool. And then right after that, she says, oh, by the way, if you ever end up coming to my house, I just want you to know I'm also bipolar and I can go crazy. I was like, this is not encouraging me to come to your place. So I was basically like, oh, yeah, that's great. I'll think about it.
Oh, my. And also, we're
How Ali has lived life.
Mm.
It's so odd that he is also the most well-read, which usually means that you're in an ivory tower. But I think the most extreme thing I ever did was, oh, I went to Wet n' Wild Wet on all the rides.
That was much more fun.
This story is so much better, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Get naked and not judge me for being insane?
I just can't believe what was she thinking. Like, what do you gain in that? Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, I'd love to meet Satan and maybe die because he'll fucking kill me. Like, but yeah, really...
Yeah, and eternally my soul being owned by the evil force of the universe.
This is all cool,
yeah.
This all goes back into my sort of theory. To tie into that, a while ago, I think I was telling you guys, I'm so interested in, the losers of the world, especially, the musicians. I don't know, the original bass player for, Franz Ferdinand, where is that guy? All these people that have fallen to the wayside that no one gives a shit about anymore. What do these fringe people in society, especially cities, what are their lives?
Give the Franz Ferdinand guy 10 more years. He'll be one of those bald, fat guys that lives in Thailand and has a girlfriend that there is no love there. None. Absolutely none.
There is a penis there.
It is just sadness on both ends. There's a cock there, for sure. But it doesn't really work.
Yeah, and they don't want it to work.
Maybe Franz Ferdinand's penis doesn't work now. That kind of penis.
So they're just two she-males.
But what is that? It's just so strange. Working at a alcohol wholesaler for low money. And worshipping the devil at night. It's like...
Dude, and not only...
That really perplexes me.
She used to get 3 bottles of wine every day.
And drink it.
And drink it herself. That was just one
was
of
she,
the
what
things.
Did she...
Because this is what I hear about working at a bottle-o.
I just don't understand.
Is that you stay there long enough and you see 19-year-olds coming in going, yeah, just on the UDLs tonight. And go, good on you, Benny, that's this stuff. And then they come in at 21 and then they go, just got 2 cases of UDLs for tonight. Well, it's a Tuesday, Benny. Stay easy on that. Shut up. Don't tell me how to live my life. And then he comes in at 25 and he looks like he's 70. And it's just Hans Moleman walking in slowly. Trips over on the small half step on the end and goes, help, help, I need to get loaded, it's all I have. Is that fact?
Well, yes, that's fact. And the other thing that I remember quite clearly was that when I started working at Dan Murphy's, I didn't know anything about alcohol. I was in a country that didn't have alcohol, and the most
we would get
is a
There's
black
alcohol
label.
In Pakistan.
Yes,
there's alcohol for people like Ali. There's not alcohol for real Pakistan.
No, there is, but it's just you could die after having that.
What?
Yeah, it's a massive thing. It's they make it at home and people die quite
often. So this is the same thing as in Russia, 30% of the population is blind.
Yes.
So
shit like that.
There's no such thing. The concept of tap beer is not a thing.
No, there's no tap beer.
Pakistan, man.
Maybe I don't want to travel there.
Well, no, but dude,
because you can't get
a
frosty.
I want to get loaded.
Dude, you would drown in alcohol. I know, dude, trust me, I have got all the hookups. But I didn't know anything about alcohol in terms of wine, what's all that fancy shit. And because I'm working at Dan Murphy's now,
yeah.
I'm supposed to know this. So I was extremely tense about people are going to call me out and I'm supposed to advise them. But what I found out was dude, nobody knows shit about alcohol. You can bullshit your way through so easily.
Oh, of course.
Just use the words fruity and summery a
dude,
lot.
Dude, not even that. I remember this one dude came up. And
pale
he was,
as well. Say pale.
And he
if
was,
it's a beer.
Yeah, this one guy, he came to the store and he was like, oh, I'm looking for this wine. Can you help me out? It's for a gift or whatever. So I'm like, all right, bullshit mode on, right? So
yeah.
I grab a bottle, I pour him a little bit of taste, and he tries it, and then I try it as well, and then I'm like, do you feel the chocolatey tenants in this?
Was it a red? Please say it was a red.
It was a red, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then he's like, yes, I can. I'm like, holy shit, this guy don't know shit. it's
dude,
ridiculous.
If you say sweet or dry, you're covered, because most people are like, shit. didn't know wine could be dry.
Yeah, didn't know.
You're already done. You're already sorted. Know.
The other thing, the other interesting thing is like when I started like leaving aside. So I left the store and I started working at the Dan Murphy's call center, and that's like more interesting because you would talk to like so many different people and they would call in from like all over Australia. At least 30% of them are 40%, I would say, just really old people that like have been abandoned by their families and are living in a nursing home and just keep having alcohol day and night. It's quite sad.
Party down.
In fact, I could these two quick stories. I got a call from
this image. Those old people sitting there by themselves on a Friday night, and then it's just coming up on Better Homes and Gardens. We're going to show you how to put a smiley face on a cushion.
And then
getting loaded by themselves. And Ali talks to them on a daily basis.
And as they're drinking.
How do you sleep at night, you merchant of pervasion? Merchant
of dude, like, but I feel like.
Crying into their wine glass as they drink it. The salty, the tears make it better.
Dude, you have to be a shrink. To talk to them, yeah. Really, because they're
actually this is
head.
Quite interesting. Just before you go into your story, my brother works in a bottle shop,
yeah.
And it's so crazy. He told me exactly the same thing. He said he's basically a bottle shop owner / counselor. He's mainly a counselor. People come in and he has to like convince them to not buy their 6-pack of UDL because their lives are really sad and like.
Dude, I can top that off by one guy. Yeah. I prevented a suicide.
Whoa. Wow.
So this guy, he calls me this really old guy. And because the thing is, because I have
kids
their
details. Dan Murphy's kids helpline.
Because I have their details in front of me in the computer, so I know exactly how old they are, where they live.
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't happen, but I just have access to all.
Nonetheless.
So this guy, he says that,
Fess up.
God,
that's such a good expression.
He just randomly drops in the fact that he tried to kill himself a few weeks ago. And I was like, holy shit. And I was like, are you all right, man? And he goes like, well, my kids are real assholes and they try to rip me off of my money. I can't kill them, so I'm just going to try to kill myself. I'm like, okay, then I'm like, okay, what do I do? Like, I call the police or something? So I'm talking to him and I'm like, hey, man, is it really worth it? Like, come on, you can just like... You know, you forget about your kids. If they're assholes, you don't need to stress. They should kill themselves. Why are you killing yourself? Yeah. And he's like, yeah, it makes sense. You're right. Okay, so I was like, are you sure you need any help? He's like, no, I'm good. I think I'm not going to do it now. I was like, yeah, don't do it.
You've got a very calming voice for
round
it as
of
well,
give him a round of
sorry,
applause.
You're right.
He prevented
you absolutely
the guy killing
deserve
himself.
It.
Amazing.
Yeah, I who knows? Maybe he did end up killing himself.
Jesus. No, he didn't. I'm sure he didn't.
Okay,
that's incredible. That's definitely would not be in the job description, I would imagine. Need to know they're dry from sweet wines and make sure to be able to prevent suicide on a weekly basis. Jesus.
I really dig that, but also I don't think that anybody else would be capable of it. I think it's mostly because Ali has one of the sweetest accents I think there is in the world. He's really hit a gold mine on this. If you're an educated Desi man, how good are you as a doctor, as a psychiatrist? Desi Brown, South Asian.
I've never heard that before.
Beady weedy.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Fim.
Desi man.
He's definitely got that. It's probably one of the most soothing accents on the planet.
Yeah,
and it
I'll
also
agree with that.
Makes you kind of cool with death. Him saying anything, even when he's sitting there being like, "Yeah, man, everybody loves Raymond. It's an excellent program." I'm ready to go now.
Yeah,
take me, God.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. It's very soothing. It's got a sort of like, and also because you're like, whatever is it? East Asia? I don't know.
South
Asia.
God, where do you think East Asia is? What do you think is in East Asia?
Mongolia.
Story does not check out. What a surprise. Miss Love, Bella Bradshaw, giving you geography, not facts.
East Asia is like Korea and Japan and shit.
But yeah, like South Asia. Yeah. I feel like a lot of that, there's an undercurrent of like wisdom, especially if you have an East, whatever the hell you're from, a doctor from that area. It's like, I don't know, you just feel like there's a certain amount of integrity and wiseness. you know? So, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
You definitely do. And it makes me think that their god, which isn't Ali's because he's Muslim, but the god of Ganesh. He's got something going on.
Yeah.
The elephant
Wait,
god.
Ganesh, that's not... Yeah, the other... Yeah, that's Hindu, right?
Yeah, that's Hindu.
Like that's
what, look at this right now with his little cockney stance sitting there checking his phone really shiftily. That's one of them Indian gods.
I was checking the time quickly, to see if the program was running over. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you were seeing if your hookup was ready to pick up outside and you were just going to run out there. They were going to throw a parcel and you were going to grab it and then you were just going to leg it to Katoomba, weren't you?
I have to say, I agree. If there's one... I mean, I like the yin and yang Tao philosophy and stuff, but... and I also like Buddhism, but I could really get on board with that Hindu stuff because it seems quite chill. Hey, feels like it mainly revolves around curries and...
Ali's mum does not agree. I gave Ali a Ganesh incense holder that I got from Bali.
Please tell me she threw it away.
Yes. The best thing was, you know what she did first? She was like, he's evil, and put it in the cupboard. And then she was like, no, I can still see his trunk. It sniffs me at night. Threw it out.
Dude, she literally... I kept it in my room because I was like, Mom, okay, you don't have to look at it. One day, I come home and Ganesh is gone. So I was like... So I go up to my mom. I'm like, because, you know, you... Like, clearly it was her. So I go, hey, Mom, where's my Ganesh? And she's like, so, you know, like, that place that I work at? There's, like, a Hindu lady there and I gave it to her. So I was like, no, that was my gift. She's like... Yeah, you can have it when you have your own house. Not
is
in this
Muslim?
House.
Is she Muslim?
Yeah, dude, she is. Well, she's lukewarm, but like
Damn,
enough so to hate.
There's a perfect example of why bloody Islam can't coexist with other religions. A perfect working example. Throw it in the bin.
She wouldn't throw it in the bin. She would give it to like a Hindu person.
Did she not throw it in the bin because she was scared that Ganesh would... evoke his elephantine wrath on her.
No,
it'd be like the crossing of Hannibal in the Alps all over again, except on her face.
I think it was pretty much just like, no.
I can't believe
God would be disappointed
that
in me.
So a trunk. I'm sorry, but I'll have that story in my head on my deathbed. I'll be sitting here with all surrounded by my children, going, trunk. It's so funny, man. That's funny.
Great. That's such a poetic moment of life, isn't it? Because everybody would be thinking, oh, Miss Love's
he's
gone
thinking...
senile in his last days on Earth. No.
He's
having the time of his life.
He's getting, if anything, he's getting more real on his deathbed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty woke to be thinking about that straight before death. It's every just, slightly it's... religious moment you've ever had in your life.
An elephant. As if.
And then death.
Maybe we should
go up. There is an elephant there, but it's not Ganesh.
Yeah.
It's just Stampy. The Muslim god,
it's
but
Stampy.
It just has an elephant's head.
Yeah.
Dude, that's kind of
I get very
Ganesh
offended
is.
If you say that it's Ganesh.
Yeah. Far out.
What happens in Hindu religion if you're bad?
You get in the next life, you are an animal or something
that's
less
Buddhism.
Worthy. No, Hinduism is
Hindu
the
that.
Same. See, that's why they're so chill, man. They think they're going to come back as like a wombat or whatever.
That's why they're so cool with poverty.
Yeah, because they're like in the next life.
No. They're cool with poverty because they say that you deserve it. You deserve it. Oh, well, not all
but
of them.
Know, I kinda...
You deserve it because in the previous life you were kind of a dick. So this is you need to pay up.
Okay, well, that's kind of interesting. I mean, I don't agree with that, but it's kind of a cool
I
way.
I do.
Well, it's a cool way of...
More than fear.
Well, it's cool. It's a cool way of justifying your poverty. Like, a poor person wouldn't have this mental dilemma of, like, why? They'd be like, that's why.
Dude, it's
chill.
Not just poverty. It's also... That's why their caste system exists. Because if you're at the bottom of the caste, your life is so unimaginably bad.
Yeah.
And they wanted to keep it that way.
Two-thirds of it. Yeah. No, I know. I mean... Yeah, I don't know. I feel like...
I think you should probably look into it before you convert. That's all I'm saying.
No, I won't. But... I do.
No, I won't. I'm going to convert anyway.
No, but I do.
God, wouldn't it be weird if Miss Love became a Hindu? Can we just get a petition going on the podcast? Can somebody start up a petition? And if we get 200 likes, Miss Love is officially a Hindu.
I'll do it.
A devout one.
I'll do it. And I will read into it and I'll follow all the scriptures or whatever.
And if he gets 500, he has to swim in the Ganges with his mouth open.
Oh. I'm pretty sure that's a punishment.
It is just swimming along a giant turd at this point. isn't it? It's just a 600-kilometer turd.
It's, yeah, it's
with corpses.
It's quite an accomplishment if you want to swim, especially in like one of the areas that
I'm really hoping it doesn't get to 500 because I got to do it
with those blind freshwater dolphins going. Yes, baby, straight in the ace, straight in the
they
ace.
They screw. Yeah. What? That just sounds like hell.
The Ganges.
Yes.
It is the River Styx.
It's the River Styx.
It is. It's well, it's extremely dirty, but it is quite spectacular because most biologists agree that if this was a normal river, it should have been dead by now.
How does that work?
Life in Ganges isn't just surviving. It's kind of thriving in so much filth.
Yuck.
They've just adapted to it. Like, the dolphins are blind and shit now, but...
That's terrible.
That's great. They got rid of their eyes because they're sick of getting pink eye.
Oh, my God. I mean,
it's nothing more filthy. It is the scariest scene I've ever seen in a nature film. Is this creepy pink blind, sort of just the hub of a penis, I guess, kind of just goes, and then goes back down again. It really looks like the Ganges got like a boner for a second, just went, no, it's too cold. Too cold.
And also, like, even if you had eyes. You can't see anything. The visibility in Ganges is pretty bad.
I mean, I almost understand it as a cultural practice, but when you got a country of, like, I don't know, a billion, stop it. Stop doing that. It's just, like, it's just crazy, isn't it?
But what else are they going to do?
Burn them.
It's like what
burn
I was saying.
Bury them.
They burn them, and then they...
Okay,
but they don't have enough money to burn them properly.
Bury them.
It's not even about the money. It's really hard burning a body in full unless you put
them
in a furnace.
Bury them. Come on, bury them.
No, dude, that's not part
of
their
religion.
I know
it's not their way, but just amend that part.
And isn't there some tribe that comes down and sees that there's rotting flesh here and they just go, yes, these are corals, and they eat it. And again, as we've proven conclusively, everywhere in the world apart from Australia has Rocco Siffredi's accent. So again, get that started. Start talking like that to your mum all the time.
All the time. Yes, this is good chicken parma, baby. Yes.
Maybe
do
don't,
you
actually.
Have an ace? Oh. But, oh, I don't
all right,
know.
We should probably get out of here. I was going to talk about the evolution of The Simpsons, but I don't think we've got time.
It's your call. True. It's your call. I mean...
No. See you next week, guys.
Bye.
Damn. So much more sexual than Siffredi, wasn't there?